This is Ted Kennedy. The District of Columbia deserves to become the 51st state of the Union. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, this will really put your basic principles to the test. 10 years ago, you had the courage to do the right thing and support a constitutional amendment to allow the District of Columbia to elect senators and representatives to Congress. But doubts were raised about that approach because the district was not a state, and the amendment was never ratified. Now a new move is underway to do the job correctly by admitting the District of Columbia to the Union as the 51st state. The issue is simple justice for 600,000 citizens of the nation's capital, Bob. They deserve the same rights as every other American. Taxation without representation is always wrong. It's time to end the District of Columbia's status as America's last colony. You were with us before, Bob. Can we count on you again?
Ted, 10 years ago, Congress addressed the D.C. question as it should be addressed, through the Constitution. The Founding Fathers, in their wisdom, insisted that the seat of the federal government be separate and apart from any state. Any deviation from that plan requires a constitutional remedy. We tried it, but it didn't make it fair and square. The current House bill would grant statehood outright, something you opposed during our D.C. debate back in 1978. At the time, you said, and I quote, "Statehood is a goal not readily available to the District of Columbia. The district is neither a city nor a state. Statehood is an impossible alternative given the constitutional questions." End of quote. That's what the record says, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ted's latest plan to tie the president's hands on arms control and national defense. All on the Mutual Broadcasting System.